Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to reflect on the readings that the church gives us daily mass in these days from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, a glorious letter, just filled with so much wisdom of God, so much of the glorious vision that Paul was captivated by, the glory of God's economy, his plan for us, what he's done for us. Paul prays and begs the Lord that what he has seen, what he's been given, that we too could see and receive, that is to come to know the power of God that's at work within us and the glorious majesty of Jesus and the mystery of God's great plan and God's plan for family and unity and the rest. And so there's just so much here. Today, I think, is particularly helpful and prescient. That is Paul's exhortation about the spiritual battle that we're living through. Christianity is a realistic, you might say a realistic religion. That is, we live in the real world. We understand what's going on around us. We don't pretend there aren't struggles. We know there are struggles, and we know what the cause of those struggles are. And we can still walk in the midst of troubles and tribulations and difficulties and still walk in the peace of God, in the joy of the Lord, if we arm ourselves with the armor that God has given to us to fight the fight that is completely unavoidable. In this world, we're going to have tribulations, Jesus said. In this world, if we're going to follow Jesus, we're going to be hated. And underneath that hostility and the source of that tribulation is an enemy. And your enemy and mine is the devil, is Satan, a demon, and all the demons that are subject to him. He's attempted to usurp what belongs to Christ, to establish a counter kingdom that resists the will of God and seeks to destroy, literally destroy God's plans and purposes, ultimately by enslaving those who bear his image, to enslave them to the point where they become completely subject to the powers of sin and death and die in sin and die as slaves to the enemy forever. That's what he's after. That's what's going on in the world. That's the battle that's being fought. And we see signs of it all over the place. And as cultures become more unstable and political systems rock and people feel more and more out of control, and the further and further we push God away, the light of God, humanity literally slides back into darkness. Our hearts turn away from God. You know, St. Augustine said, when he asked the question, why civilizations die? He said they die because they love the wrong thing. They ultimately end up loving the wrong thing. And in the West, there's been a massive cultural shift away from a people who were dedicated to God, never perfectly, never without flaw and some sin and disorder, no question about it. But the basic narrative, the story of what life meant, what it was all for, you can see it in the beautiful cathedrals around Europe, the effort put into those glorious cathedrals, like the one in, is it Paris that was burning? Was it Notre Dame that was burning a year or two ago? The just spectacular architecture and artistry, all of it lifting up our eyes to the heavens, to God, communicating God's order, communicating the way to life. And all that stuff has been pushed away more and more, and it's happening more and more in our own country. And what those things are, our friends, they're glimmers of light. They represent the light that's alive inside the artist, inside the people, inside the culture, inside the way of life. And it's a light that comes from God. But as Pope Benedict XVI said, that humanity today is pushing God from the human horizon. And when the light which comes from God begins to go dim, humanity slides back into darkness and loses its hold on reality. He said humanity is losing its bearings. And that's exactly what we're seeing. At the root of it is a spiritual battle. And whether we believe it or not, there's not a human being on the earth that is your enemy or mine. Not the Muslims, not the Democrats, not the Republicans, not whoever. The only enemies we have are demons. Human beings bear the image and likeness of God, and we're trapped in sin and darkness, and we're called as Christian people to love our neighbor, to love those who hate you even, which means to will their good. It doesn't mean to have pleasant feelings about them. It's to act in a way that wills their ultimate good, to affirm what is good, to affirm what is true, to affirm what is beautiful, and not to get seduced into the world and the lies of the world that comes from a darkened mind. So Paul, I mean, that's the context we're living in, and Paul sees it clearly, and he gives an exhortation to the Ephesians who were fighting the same thing in their day. He said, so now draw strength from the Lord and from his mighty power. Right there is an important truth. In a spiritual battle, just like the spiritual journey as a whole, we can do nothing without Christ. We have no strength. We have no power on our own. Without the strength of Christ, the devil will overwhelm us. And so when we stand against, as Paul will say, the devil, we don't stand in our own name, in our own brain, you know, with our own, only our own resources. We stand as forgiven sinners who've been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ and now have become a dwelling place of God in the Spirit, as Paul said yesterday. And we have strength to resist because the greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. That means God. God is in you. The devil's terrified of the Lord. The devil is not Jesus' equal, not even close. He's a creature. He's a powerful creature, but he's not the infinite God. And he's not going to win. Jesus has already done everything that needs to be done except the cleanup job that's coming at the end. The question is, are we going to stand in Christ and who are we going to serve? That's what's in play. Jesus' kingdom is not in play. Jesus' ultimate rule and reign over everything is not in play. He has won the victory. And at the end, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess to the glory of God that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Everyone will confess that name, Jesus. Every knee will bow to Jesus. All his enemies and all his family, everybody will bow and acknowledge the Lordship, the one whom the Father has set to be Lord of all. That's unstoppable. It's indestructible. It will never change. And the devil and all his dominions can't touch it. So Paul goes on to say, therefore, you need to stand in the mighty power of God. So put on the armor of God. So he's got the image of like a soldier. It was a breastplate and a helmet and a sword, you know, that protects him in battle, weapons to wield in battle. So put on the armor of God so that you may able to do what? To stand firm. To stand. You'll hear that a couple of times in this reading. So that's first and foremost what we're meant to do, is not to give up the ground that the Lord has given us, to stand firm on it. In Christ, against what? The tactics of the devil. There's an image from St. Ignatius in the 14 Rules of Discernment of Spirits. I forgot which one it is, maybe Rule 13 or 14, where the devil, you know, is the picture of a, Ignatius is a picture like a fortress, a walled city. And we're like that walled city, and the devil circles it and he looks for the places of vulnerability to attack. So he's always seeking. Which is why we get exhortations from the apostles and witness of the saints to say, don't mess around with sin. Don't give the devil a doorway. Don't give him access. If you do, if you fall to his seductions and his tactics, repent quickly. Repent, get out. Don't listen to him condemning you because he's going to try to condemn you. He's going to try to fill you with shame, keep you away from the sacraments and all that and forgiveness of sins and restoration in Christ. He's going to want to keep you in the dark. Don't listen to him. Run to Christ if you do. And he goes on to say, for our struggle is not with flesh and blood. There we go. So I don't have any enemies, but against the principalities and the powers of the rulers of this present darkness with the evil spirits in the heavens. There's principalities and powers. There's levels of authorities in the kingdom of darkness that ape and try to imitate the kingdom of God. this present darkness. There are ruling, dominant spirits. Just think of different things in different cities around the country. Different cities that have cultural and civic habits and things they permit that promote immorality or promote rebellion or promote violence or you name it. It's there. There's underneath it all is our demonic spirits that are seeking to manipulate the freedom of human beings that give up their freedom. Paul goes on, he says, therefore, put on the armor of God. So put it on. It's the second time. Put it on. Stand. That you may be able to resist on the evil day, and having done everything, to hold your ground. In other words, do all that your duty requires and hold your ground. That's the image that we're given here. You've been given ground by the king. Don't give it up. Don't let the devil seduce you so you lose what you've been given. And so Paul's clear. You can't stand on your own. Don't trust your own strength. Trust the strength of God. And that means, you know, equip yourselves with everything the Lord has given to you, the word of God, the sacraments of the church, the rosary, the saints, the service to the poor, fasting. Do all the things that the Lord really calls you to do, almsgiving, so that you're free and that you're strengthened, living in the Spirit, living not by yourself, but standing with brothers and sisters. So hold your ground, stand. So he said, so stand fast with your loins girded in truth. So that's the image of, like, you know, in the days the Lord was alive, that men wore, you know, garments that almost looked like dresses. I'm not, you know, like a Franciscan robe kind of thing. You know, when it came time to take action, to run, he gird up the skirt or whatever you'd say, so he was ready for action, tuck it into his belt so he could fight, he wouldn't be hindered. And so gird up your loins with truth, lean into truth, especially now at this time when everybody's making up their own truth, or people are denying that there is even truth, that it's knowable. Christ is the truth. Stand in him. And be clothed with righteousness as a blessed breastplate. So stay in God. Be, you know, obedient to the commandments. If you fall, get sacramental grace and stand with that righteousness that you've been given in Jesus. Right? You can hold that breastplate. He's our righteousness. And your feet shod with the readiness of the gospel of peace. So walk in peace. In all circumstances, hold faith as a shield to quench the flaming darts and the arrows of the evil one. This is important. The faith is what we receive in the scripture, the catechism, the teaching of the church. Hold it up strong. And don't listen to voices in the church that are undermining the authority of Scripture, undermining the authority of the catechism. A lot of people are being shaken today because of the weakness of some of the teaching in the church or some of the leadership in the church. You've got everything you need. You've got the Spirit of God dwelling in you. You've got the Bible. You've got the catechism of the Catholic Church. You've got the teaching magisterium, the church, its tradition, the teaching of the saints. It's all there. Get after it, hold on to it, up as a shield in the helmet of salvation, and then wield the sword of the Spirit, which is really a powerful image. It's the offensive weapon. What's the power of the Spirit? The Word of God. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. Wield it against the lies of the enemy. I'm going to talk about this a little bit more tomorrow, how we can stand and stand in the power of God and wield the sword to cut through the lies of the enemy through which he tries to seduce us and enslave us. God bless you. Have a good day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.